This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk FBI, DOJ stuff this hour. We're going to discuss, are they about done? Are they finished with the revolution? Someone's still angry about the vaccine, and someone wants to know how to get the show on a computer. All that and more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I have some good news. I want to talk about something good. We've already talked about nuclear war and World War III and stuff like that, but I got this email. It made me think a little bit. Jesse, you were talking about the worse, the better. Pause on that. That's a Lenin quote, remember. That is Vladimir Lenin's quote, the worse, the better. Guys like Mao and others have pretty much quoted that verbatim, meaning communists understand now what they have always understood. The worse they can make it in a country, economically, you name it, the better it is for them. Happy, content people will never choose a despicable, demonic religion like communism. Only the miserable and desperate people do that. So what do you do if you're a communist? You do whatever you can to create more miserable and desperate people. That's the idea. Remember, it's hard for good people to accept the destruction is intentional. You still see people on the right, maybe a Jew, throwing their hands up. I don't understand. This ruins it. Why would they do this? It ruined it. Why would they open the border? Why did they ruin Disney? Why did they do? I don't understand why. All they did was ruin it. Ruining it is the point. They were trying to ruin it. Anyway, the guy said the worse, the better for the communists to gain more power. But at what point is it enough chaos and destruction? I can see them wanting to gain power, but power over what? At some point, it's a wasteland. And he goes on to ask a couple others, but I want to discuss this. And this is a point that has been made by others who've studied the history of communism and how they work. They're always doing the, let me destroy everything you know so I can create a bright, wonderful future thing. They're always saying things like that. When it comes to someone like Kamala Harris, what'd she say? We've made fun of her for it a million times. What is it? What is it? To see what can be, unburdened by what has been. That's flowery, hippie, commie language for everything you've got now is a burden and it's terrible. Just let me set it all on fire and then you can see what can be. Pol Pot declared year zero when he took over. There is nothing before this. This is year zero. So at what point is it enough? Because they never seem to move past the destruction point and into the creation point. It's all just destroy, destroy, destroy. And here lies the rub. Have you ever... let's pause on this for a second. I'll come back. It'll explain what I'm talking about. Have you ever known somebody who was into essential oils? Actually, this is a great example. Essential oils. If you know any white women, you know somebody who's into essential oils. Maybe you yourself are into essential oils. And I am actually not criticizing essential oils. They smell lovely whenever I've seen them. You ever known someone who was super, super into them, though? Have you ever noticed that the person who's really, really into essential oils, they claim to have one that fixes virtually everything? Oh, what's that? You got a mosquito bite? Here, let me mix some lavender lemon poop and I'll put it on there. That'll fix it. Oh, hey, I got brain cancer. That's okay because I've got the special rosemary oil imported from the Himalayas in... Notice how no matter what you say, no matter what the issue is, if they're into essential oils, well, essential oils are a fix for everything. It's how they've built. It's a fix they've built in their mind. We all do this with various things, but this it's just an example. Now let's go back to the communists. Why do they never move past the destruction phase? Why is it always chaos, destroy, chaos, destroy, chaos, destroy, until it is a wasteland, but still they destroy, and still they create more chaos? Why is it? Remember, he believes destruction is how you grow a society. We have to destroy it. So whenever he sees a problem of any kind, he never thinks about the building, because his essential oil is destroying it. That's what he wants to do. He wants to wreck it. It's all he knows. That's why every time it's been tried, it's been a disaster. Now he says, when does the revolution phase end? This is the good part of this. I want you to know something. Yes, we have a ton of problems. We talk about them all the time. We do. We got all kinds of problems and some rough things. In fact, we're going to talk DOJ, FBI stuff in a moment, and that might get scary, but I want you to understand this. The American communist, in fact, the global communists, for a variety of reasons, they are still so far away from being able to achieve their end goals. Here in America, we have so many guns. We have so much ammunition. And the American communists can never come close to doing all the evil things he wants to do while we have the most guns on the planet. They simply cannot. We have too much killing power. We have too much ability to defend ourselves. And it drives these people up the wall that they have not been able to disarm you, because that's what they want. I mean, that's why people like Dome, when she's asked about gun confiscation, that's why she answers questions like this. She knows this is built into every Democrat. They know it's built into the back of their mind. I can't ever do everything I want while they have these guns.
I think it's a great idea, but I mean, listen, I don't think we lack for great ideas. As I've said many times, we've been having great ideas for decades. The problem is that Congress has not had the courage to act. And that is why, from the beginning, I have said my agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action. Because what we need is action.
How do these people think? What do they want to do? Well, this was a guest on MSNBC talking about Elon Musk. Elon Musk, remember, his mortal sin was he bought Twitter and he stopped censoring voices on the right. That's for him. That's the mortal sin. He bought Twitter. He stopped censoring things they don't like. And this is what they think should be done.
The critical element in thinking about Elon Musk is, like any American, he has a right to his own opinion and he has a right to express his opinion. However, that right is not unlimited, and he is under some special limitations that wouldn't apply to normal people, because his companies, specifically Starlink and SpaceX, are government contractors. And as such, he has obligations to the government that would, for any normal person, and should for him, require him to moderate his speech in the interest of national security. So what you have is somebody who runs really strategic defense and aerospace projects for the federal government, who's actively undermining the government, which is paying him. And somewhere in there is a legal case that needs to be prosecuted.
They want to throw him in prison. That's how they think. But we have guns. And more than that, and this goes beyond America, people are losing faith in their government and their evil leaders. They are waking up. You're seeing things in the UK that you don't really care about, and I don't really care about because it's not here, but we should care more. People are beginning to take to the streets en masse in protest against this. This story out of Springfield, Ohio. Yes, it's one story, and it's not even the worst story. There are way worse stories about all the new people we've brought into this country, but it's bringing an issue into the forefront. It's making people angry. People are not only waking up, Americans are waking up, they are armed, and they are getting involved in local politics. We are taking back so many school boards. I counted on the way to work today, and in my neighborhood that previously you couldn't get anyone to vote, I counted 6 school board signs on the way out of the neighborhood. Not just the Trump sign. Everyone's got one of those around here. School board signs. Is it happening fast enough? I don't know. Is it enough to save the 50-state experiment of the country? I doubt it. I don't know. But it is enough to save huge portions of this country and our way of life. I have real hope in our future for a variety of reasons. And just know, yes, these people are powerful and they are evil and they are going to hurt a lot of people before they're done. I do not think these people will win in the end. I don't. I do not. All right? All right. That also means we have to fight our battles every possible way. It's not just presidency, not just the school board. We fight with our money now, too. They use enough of our money for all the crap. We can fight with it. Where do you spend your money? Where do you abstain? You shouldn't be sending money to AT&T ever. To Verizon. You shouldn't be sending money to T-Mobile. Not when Pure Talk is there. Pure Talk is the company. They hire Americans. You want to hear the story? Listen to this. Listen to this. Hey, Jesse. In fact, there's an Ask Dr. Jesse question to it. Been a Pure Talk customer for a few months now. I've converting a few friends. I recently added a family member account. I was having trouble with the setup. I thought it was Pure Talk's error. I was getting frustrated. Admittedly, I don't have much patience, especially for stuff like that. I called them up. They were patient, kind, still wasn't getting the setup done. I got a little sassy, and then the Pure Talk rep asked a very simple question, and I felt about 2 inches tall. I was wrong. I apologized and said I'm sorry. The rep laughed and said it's fine. Two things. Pure Talk is awesome. Play the fart sound for my 2 girls. Of course I will. Gosh. Oh, there it is. Yes. Have you ever been overly committed to being right, gotten sassy, only to be proven wrong and feel idiotic? Said, I love the show, despise the commies. Telling you, man, 10 minutes on the phone speaking to someone who's nice. How's that sound? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Have I ever been wrong and been sassy about it? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can email all your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get back to the politics, we're going to talk a little FBI, DOJ stuff, the Stasi, other things. I do want to answer the question the guy asked. Have I ever gotten a little sassy? Because I thought I was right. Did I turn out to be wrong? Oh, gosh. I've done this so many freaking times in my life. I'll give you one. You want to hear one of the dumbest things I've ever done? I'm not even going to say the dumbest because I've done so many stupid things. I'm just such a moron. You want to hear one of the dumbest things I've done? We were living in Tucson, Arizona. We were pretty newly married and not at all flush with cash. I want to stress that point. But I had saved. I was working construction, so I was making okay money. And we got married. And as soon as we got married, we moved in together. Bought a house, moved in together. And our house, we got a security system. I'm just security obsessed. I always have been. I really take a lot of stock in that. So we bought a security system for the home. Okay, standard security system. Cameras, pads, everything like that. I'm home one day. The wife is gone. Dude knocks on the door, rings the doorbell. I open up the door. And he's standing there, and he essentially says, hey, it's time to upgrade your security system. I, in my incredible naivete, I just look back, honestly, I want to go back and punch myself in the face. I don't realize that he's with a different security company than the one we currently had. An upgrade to security? Wow, sounds good. Come on in. He comes on in. He's laying out all the upgrades they have for security. We can put a camera in here and do this. And not only that, and I'm sure this was all done intentional, the colors of everything he was wearing matched the colors of our current security company that we had. And I'm sitting there and I start ordering stuff. Yeah, I want this and I want that. Yes, it's definitely time to upgrade. I want this. And so he starts making phone calls. I get a phone call from the wife, because our current security company had called her because this dude was canceling our current security company to install a new system with a new company. And Aub calls me and she tells me, "Hey, are you canceling our security system?" And I said, "What? No, I'm upgrading our security system. What's your problem? It's an upgrade." And she's doing the best she can because she knows if she pushes it the wrong way, I'll just fight harder. She said, "Baby, I don't think you are. I think you're switching security companies." "Well, now, because I'm a dude, now I feel like my intelligence is being challenged and I'm digging in my heels even more." "You don't know what you're talking about, woman. Pipe down. I'm getting us even better security. Baby, I'm telling you, you're changing security companies." And I dug in and we had a nice little spat on the phone and boop, ended up, we hung up the phone mad at each other and I signed the new thing with my brand new upgraded security system. And right about then, it dawned on me that I had just changed security companies. And not only did I have a brand new security company, we were paying more money with the new security company. And because I had broken the contract of my last one, when it was 2 years left on the contract, I had to pay the last 2 years for security I didn't even use from the original company. And you've never heard someone dig in on the phone and get as snotty and sassy as I did with the wife. You want to talk about a brutal apology I had to deliver when she walked in the door? We now had a more expensive security bill at a time when we didn't have a lot of money, and we just had to stroke a check. I think we had to dip into our savings to stroke a check and pay for 2 years of security with a company whose contract we just broke. Oh, you want to talk dumb? Believe me, I've done dumb. I mastered dumb. Jesse, in April 21, I had trust in our government. I got the vaccine made by Pfizer. 2 days after my second shot, I was crippled and have been crippled ever since. They ignore me. I am sorry, brother. The number of people who've been injured by that poison, it's a lot. It's very, very sad. I have very little faith outside of lawsuits, wherever you can pursue those. I have very little faith the people who've been vax injured will ever get justice because both parties are so heavily invested in the vax. The vax is great. I did the vax. I love the vax. But you were a victim of the largest propaganda campaign in history. That's the bottom line. And I wish it wasn't that way, but it was. All right. Let's talk about the FBI, DOJ, the Stasi, government getting weaponized. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are turning through everything. And yes, I did see, speaking of being hopeful, you know how I was talking about being hopeful? It does feel like, yes, there are bad things happening worldwide, but there are good things too. Do you see the Netherlands today? They opted out, or they're trying to opt out, of the EU's migration policy. They're part of the EU, and because the EU is a suicidal death pact designed to destroy the nations of Europe, they've opened up the borders of all these European countries, and that's why the churches are on fire every other day, and there's a new mosque on the street corner every other day. Rapes, murders, everything, violence up. Well, Netherlands has had enough, and they said, "Hey, we're declaring a state of emergency." Another country, I forget, it might have been Denmark, might have been, gosh, where was it? One of those countries I just saw yesterday, I don't want to misspeak here, is now paying people to return back to their homeland. Here's 20, 30 grand, leave. Yeah, again, this is not everything we want. You shouldn't have to pay people, but nations are waking up to what unending mass immigration can and will do to their countries. It seems like good things are happening. Anyway, hey, Jesse, I used to wonder what it would be like to be in the Germany or to be in Germany in the 30s and 40s and live in fear of the Gestapo kicking in your door in the middle of the night to arrest you for some fabricated crime. Well, I'm starting to understand what it might be like. The DOJ, CIA, FBI, Secret Service scare me. They have unfettered power to throw me in prison, never to be heard of again, or even murder me in my home for simply having opinions they don't like. Is this the future we have to look forward to? Well, I don't know if it's the guaranteed future we have. But let's go over the bad news first. I've tried to drive this point home over and over and over again because it's so important for everyone to understand. Your own government turning against you, turning evil and turning against you, is the most dangerous thing that can ever happen to you. It's more dangerous than an invading army. It's more dangerous than a tren de aragua taking over your apartment complex. As far as what it means for you, it's the most dangerous thing that can happen to you. And think of it this way. So I'm the father in my home. I'm the husband. I'm the father. I'm the head of my home. Is it really, really bad for my family if a gang of thugs show up to my house tonight at midnight to murder us all and rob us? Yes, that's very dangerous. Gosh, we could die. It's bad. But at least there's me there, head of the household. Lots of guns. Know how to use them. I am there as part of my duty is to defend my home. Head of the household, I am there. Is it really, really dangerous if tonight a fire breaks out in my home, some kind of electrical fire, and it spreads? Yes, it's very dangerous. It could kill us, my goodness. But I am there. Wake up. Get out. Get out. Let's call. I'm there to handle the problem. Stay calm. Get people out. I am there. It's a dangerous situation, maybe even a deadly situation, but I am there. But for my kids, what's more dangerous than a gang trying to break in and murder them or a fire trying to burn them to death? What's way, way more dangerous than that? What if I, as the head of the household, what if I want to kill them? What if I want to set fire to the home? Well, now they're in a place where they'll be very, very lucky to escape it. It's almost impossible to escape it. There's nothing more dangerous than your own government doing what our government is doing, turning all of its guns, all of its authority inward and aiming them all at you and me. And this goes way beyond. You mentioned Germany, Nazi Germany, but the examples of this are without end throughout history. Secret state police agencies, governments turning evil. Once the government turns corrupt, the secret state police agency will always turn into a protect the government agency that aims its guns inward. And if that happens, the reason I've been imploring you, if you can, to get to a red area is not because I want you to leave the paradise of California. I love California. It's heaven. I know it is. It's because if, and let's be honest, when our federal government reaches its final form, you will need some kind of dad, some kind of state power to stand against them. This is the Attorney General of the United States of America.
For us, federal prosecutors and agents may never make a decision regarding an investigation or prosecution for the purpose of affecting any election or the purpose of giving an advantage or disadvantage to any candidate or political party. In short, we must treat like cases alike. There is not one rule for friends and another for foes. One rule for the powerful and another for the powerless. One rule for the rich and another for the poor. One rule for Democrats.
Of course, that's a lie, and you know it's a lie. And that's how every single government agency that has been weaponized, that's how they all talk. They love to get up in public and brag about how uncompromised they are, how by the book they are. It's the rule of law. It's happening right now, not in the future, right now. Americans are being thrown in prison for phony crimes right now. Killed right now by the government. It's happening right now. That's all the bad news. And yes, it is something that keeps me up at night. It's so much more dangerous than if Al-Qaeda wanted me dead. This is way more dangerous if my own government does. If the Chinese, even if the Chinese, a powerful nation state, if the Chinese wanted me dead and the Chinese hate me, their state media hates my guts. If they wanted me dead, that's a big deal. That's a problem. In fact, given where they are, they could probably make that happen. It's still not close to being as dangerous as if my own government has turned against me. And that's where we are. Now, again, that's all the bad news. Here is the good news. Our guns matter a lot. They can never do all the evil they want to do as long as we have this kind of gun ownership. You brought up the Germany in the 1930s and 40s. You could make this about anything. The NKVD and the Soviet Union. You could make it about anything. But how did that normally go? It normally went this way. A knock on the door at 2, 3 a.m. You open up the door, and there are a bunch of government thugs there to throw handcuffs on you, throw you in the back of a van and take you to Siberia, where they'll pull your fingernails out and shoot you in the face. That can never happen en masse here in the United States of America as long as the American citizens are as armed as we are. I'm not saying don't be scared. I'm not saying don't be wary. But we have a state system where our states have incredible authority. And if we actually get a GOP with some guts in these states, we can begin to really, really put up a bulwark between us and the federal government. And that's happening slowly but surely. So, yes, be wary. No question. Be wary. But we are not near there. Those populations, Soviet Union, Germany, China, Cambodia, they were all of them disarmed first. As soon as that happens, it's over. It's absolutely over. As soon as that happens, these people will do anything to you. All right. There was something that was asked of U.S. graduates about salary over benefits and things like that. And they answered the question a certain way. I want to talk about this, and then we'll get back to all kinds of Ask Dr. Jesse questions here on a Friday. Before we do any of that, I want to talk to you about hard assets. Where do you put your money right now? What can you trust when they're blowing through money like this? They're getting ready to pass another budget without cutting a penny in spending. They're spending at a level that's bankrupting American families, and no one's even discussing cutting a dime. Gosh. Put your money in hard assets, please. And normal people don't know where to go for that, because investing in real estate sounds like such a rich person's thing, doesn't it? Wow, it's just got to be the wealthy. No. Normal people buy homes and rent those homes out all the time and make a great living doing that. Done for you real estate can do that for you. You, normal person, they'll find you the home in the best market. They'll vet everything for you. They'll get you the financing. They handle the closing paperwork. They handle the rental process. You begin to acquire hard assets, but you can only do that if you go to doneforyoujesse.com. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, reminding you, as we always do,
you know, freedom is not free.
And reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So I wanted to touch on this before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. This is from Unusual Whales. 77%, actually, it's from Fortune magazine. 77% of U.S. graduates said that they value salary the most when considering a career over benefits, progression, and working location per Fortune magazine. Okay, so U.S. graduates, college graduates, They value salary, money, over things like location and over things like benefits. And it's time for a little daddy moment, a little daddy Jesse. All right. What, Chris? You don't have to shake your head. Anyway, I understand chasing a buck. I have done it my entire working career. I know what it is to chase a buck. I know what it is. Chasing the most money, chasing down the best salary you can. But take it from Daddy Jesse, you who are just now going into the workforce or about to go into the workforce. Take it from a man who's made every single mistake you can make. And I know this is going to sound like an old lame thing your grandma puts on Facebook. Believe me when I tell you it's true. The value of your time is undervalued. You undervalue your time. Let me explain. So one of my neighbors, actually, I won't even use personal story yet, but I'll talk. One of my neighbors, he's a lawyer. Great dude. He's a lawyer. And he's one of, you talk to him for 5 seconds and you know this guy's got an IQ of 8,000. And because he went to, I forget which law school he went to, graduated top of his class, moved right from that into one of the law firms. You know, those destination law firms, the $1,000 an hour lawyer law firms. And he was making a fortune, an absolute fortune. He was having to drive an hour, the law office where they are is an hour from his home where he lives now. He was living in the neighborhood working at this law office, an hour each way. And this is how it goes when you show up at a law office fresh out of law school, especially the big shot ones, they're going to work you like a dog. Like a 70, 80 hours a week is not unheard of. 80 hours a week. I'm all for hard work, keep in mind. But hour to drive into work. 80 hours a week. Hour to drive home every single night. This guy's got a wife. At the time, he had one baby. Now they have two. But I had a wife and a baby at the time. And he said, Jesse, I never saw my wife. We never had a glass of wine together. Discussed our day. By the time I got home, she's collapsing into bed. I had enough time to pop in on my kid who was already asleep when I got home. Hopefully hold her for 5 minutes in the morning before I have to give her back to my wife who I haven't seen and go right back into work. He said I was driving a late model BMW. When we got a vacation once every 2 years, we were in Paris, baby. But I never saw my wife. I never saw my daughter. And he gave it up. He gave it up to work for a small law office with 6 total people in the law office. He's making now 1/3 of what he was making. Not even half. 1/3 is what he's making. 1/3. His salary was reduced 66%. He works 10 minutes from the house. At lunchtime, he comes home to hang out with his wife and see his daughter. He said, Jesse, I am so angry at myself. Not for making the switch. I'm angry at myself for every minute I spent chasing a buck at the big shot law office and giving up all that time I could have had with my wife and my daughter, which he's making up for all of it now. He's a wonderful guy. That's a true story. I'm not telling you don't go make money, but when you get older, you will understand that time is so valuable. I've had 2-hour commutes each way in my life. I've told you about living in DC where it was an hour, hour and a half each way. By the time I get home, if I'm lucky, I don't have anything left. No energy left. Grind you down to the nubs. Working closer to home at a place where you're happy. And yes, making a good living is worth more than an extra whatever you think it's worth. Cross my heart and hope to die. If you are in a job where you are happy, where the bills are being paid and you enjoy your job, I want to make sure you understand you are a minority doesn't even really put it, really doesn't, it really doesn't put, it really doesn't put it as, it doesn't put as much emphasis on it as I want. You are rare. You are a rare, rare person if you enjoy your job. If you enjoy your job and the commute is not bad, just soak it up, all right? Hey, Jesse, how can I listen or read what was said on your great show on my computer? The evening doesn't work for me. Thanks and keep up the great work. Okay. Sometimes I forget there are people who listen that know less about technology than I do, which is amazing. Like my dad, just the other day, my dad, he told me he's never Googled anything and doesn't know how. Said he doesn't know how. No, Chris, he's never done it. He doesn't know how. And I mean, internet search engine at all. He's never done it. He's never looked anything up in his life. And I said, Dad, what if there's something you don't know? And he said, well, what would that be? I love him. Anyways, yeah, he's definitely my father. So listen, if you want to listen to the show and you can't listen live when it's on 6 to 9 Eastern every single Monday through Friday, go to iHeart's website, iHeart. Just look in the little search thing and look up the Jesse Kelly Show. iHeart or Spotify or iTunes, all of these things are available on your computer. And you can find the show right there. Oh, that's right, Chris. JesseKelly.com. I thought it was JesseKellyShow.com, Chris. You want to look that? Oh, they both work. Okay. JesseKelly.com or JesseKellyShow.com will also help you. All right? All right. Now, let's get back to the politics, shall we? Because there is a little tidbit that came out about, remember those debate moderators? Woo! Well, this is a doozy today. Man, that's quite an admission. Before we get to that one, let's get to the IFCJ. You know, there are people who suffer still every day in a war zone. We've been discussing what it would be like to live in that. People in Israel already live in that. They live in a war zone every day, surrounded by enemies, attacked all the time. That's the truth. It sucks. It's freaking awful. So what can we do? We can help. One, we can pray for them. The IFCJ, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they want you to help. They want you to help and pray and stand in solidarity with the people who are being attacked by terrorists all the freaking time. Bombs, missiles, rockets, misery, all the time. Stabbings, it's awful. Help. Go to supportifcj.org to find out specific ways you can help. Supportifcj.org. All right? All right. What is this about the debate moderators? Why'd they jump in when they did? We'll talk about that next.
This is an iHeart podcast.